Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The United Way Northumberland is changing how it funds community organizations, targeting more outcomes-based projects. Their new four funding models for poverty and food insecurity reduction, feminine products, and children are now accepting applications. Executive Director Alicia Van Dyne says the United Way is attempting to modernize how it responds to the community.
We've been thinking about this over the last year. We have a brand new team, as many of you know, and we've been really thinking about how can we move the needle more, better, how can we encourage more collaborations. And so in the past, we've always done one application, at least in the last few years, and all of the applications would come in and they would be vetted by a community impact committee, which of course will not change. But one of the things that our board and that myself have really been thinking about is how can we ask better questions? How can we really think about outcomes that we want to make? And so in our new stream, rather than just one sort of catch-all type of application, we've divided it out into four distinct areas.
What spurred this on? I kind of asked that in the beginning, but was it a community response or was it your team viewing that some of the applications are kind of what we've been hitting targets previously, but now maybe we should expand the thought on different avenues, different groups, maybe multiple groups trying to undertake a similar project countywide? What really moved that for you guys from point A to point B then?
You know, I think first of all, definitely with new staff always comes new ideas. But one of the things that we're most proud of, we've been working with the Northumberland Legal Center on our Community Matters series. And in those Community Matters series, we have been talking to not-for-profits across Northumberland County. In fact, we gathered, there was 108 professionals gathered together. And it was really an opportunity for us to hear a lot about the work that we maybe didn't know that was happening, but we also asked them to identify challenges that they were having. And in that meeting, we ended up learning a lot about housing in particular and into poverty reduction, really listening to what those professionals say that they need. They're the folks that are what I call boots on the ground. They know. And so we really knew it was time to renew our strategy to be able to meet those needs that our experts actually identified.
Now, perfect segue, really. One of the four funds that you guys are talking about, it's called Haven for All. It talks about housing stability. Walk us through that. What are you looking to accomplish in that portfolio? And we can also talk about the other three avenues as well.
You know, in terms of our Haven for All strategy, it's really about helping people stay in their home. You know, we certainly don't have the funds to create or build new houses. We know that there's a housing shortage, but what we can do is to help maintain the housing that is here. And so, you know, we have a couple of different funds that are set up with that. One is the Diversion Fund, and Diversion Funds are donations that are made to individuals who are perhaps a hair's breadth away from being into a shelter. And if we could provide some funding to them to keep them in their own home and at a shelter, that would take pressure off our shelter system.
Now, obviously, before you decide to make the change, I would imagine that you kind of went back to your community partners and said, this is what we're thinking of doing. What was their response?
You know, I think overall very positive because they understand that resources are very, very limited. And I think that they can appreciate that how much easier and better it can be when we work together in collaboration. You know, a couple of the partners have actually said to me, I'm really excited about this. There's some new things that are happening at United Way, maybe something that I couldn't fit into before. And now because of the work that I do, I can now fit in better.
From what I can gather from this, and if I was looking at getting funding, I would see this as an exciting opportunity to see new projects, new ideas in the community to help solve the problems with the help of the United Way. Is that how you view this opportunity?
Absolutely. This is really about all of the smartest people in Northumberland County getting together and coming up with really innovative and locally based solutions. We're really excited about a couple of the other programs, and I don't know if we'll have a chance to talk about that. Northumberland Eats program, it had traditionally been a voucher program. It was set up, of course, during COVID relief funding. And that program sort of came to an end when COVID relief funding ended. But we're really excited that, you know, food insecurity is something that is on the forefront. I think you'd have to be living under a rock not to know that our food banks are really struggling. And so in our new streams, we have actually three new streams. And so they are community-based, and being able to provide some dollars for folks who are providing communal meal programs, you know, those are the programs that people gather. Not only is it about a meal, but sometimes it can fight a little bit of isolation if folks are living on their own. But we're also looking to, you know, be able to feed more people. Northumberland County can feed Northumberland County. And so one of the new grants that we've been putting forward is our Grow Grant, encouraging our local food banks to be able to purchase from our local farmers and food producers, bringing in produce and proteins into the food system to make sure that it's a healthy system as well, not just about access.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.